This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, home of the world champion Tampa Bay Buccaneers, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS. Let's not forget also about our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. And on Parler, you can find us at The Captain's America. Now, don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, first of all, Donald Trump is obviously still the leader of the GOP. Now, I say that because there was an announcement made over the weekend that he will be speaking at CPAC next Sunday. Now, the message reportedly is going to include a huge thank you to all the CPAC supporters. There is a rumor, strictly a rumor, we don't know for sure, but there is a rumor that former Vice President Mike Pence declined the CPAC invitation to speak amidst reports that there may be some bitterness towards Trump. But we don't know. I'm just reporting the story that's out there. And of course, it came from a liberal news site, so that's, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Well, exactly right, but certainly this will be the first appearance of the former president, basically. It's going to be at CPAC, and I'm sure that it's going to absolutely bring the house down. But again, this is going to show, Captain, that Trumpism is going to certainly be alive and well in the hearts and minds of those who are looking to establish more conservative values in the country and elect conservative leaders. So I think stay tuned on this one, because it's, I think, going to be a pretty interesting speech.
Well, there's an interesting report that came out from the Epoch Times, and it is as follows. Some 6 out of 10 people believe that America needs a third political party to jockey with Republicans and Democrats because those parties are doing such a poor job. Now, just 33% of respondents say they think the two major parties do an adequate job, while 62% answered yes when asked by Gallup whether the parties do such a poor job representing the American people that a third party was needed. Now, that figure represented a 5% increase from the last poll done back in September of 2020, and it is a record high. Now, the pollsters have found that half the respondents identify political independence, another record, and that the public opinion of the Republican Party has declined to 37% favorable versus 48% for the Democratic Party. That, again, all coming from the Epoch Times.
Well, right. And, you know, historically, people have said something like the following. I don't like Congress, but I like my congressman or congresswoman, that kind of thing. But as we have seen in the more modern times of politics now, you know, I think we are seeing a trend to more independent thinking and more wanting to choose between the two different candidates. That's part of it. And, of course, the other part, Captain, is that third parties, while historically they have not really been viable, we don't know what might be around the corner given everything that we've seen over the last year.
No, and something else that's going on here, where's Joe? He took, what, 6 days to respond directly to Texas. He had an opportunity to probably travel to Texas. He took a snow day, went to Camp David, was playing video games. There's a report about that. And the people in Texas are not exactly thrilled about all this.
No, not at all. And the political optics are very, very bad for the president. You know, we talked a little bit about optics with Senator Ted Cruz, for example, but the presidential optics on this, Captain, are very, very bad indeed. Because, honestly, who cares if it's a red state, blue state, if you have this kind of major disaster, and it, by all accounts, this is a major disaster, you've got to get aid flowing very, very quickly. And the president could have shown a spotlight on this. He could have put the power of the Oval Office behind it. But for some reason, like you said, he took a snow day.
Well, with Texas and the South being slammed by a once-in-a-generation winter storm, this is the one-in-a-hundred-year storm they had, you'd expect the President of the United States would be intimately involved in a response. After all, we even saw Barack Obama under Hurricane Sandy go racing up to New York and Jersey to help the people out there. And I don't mean just signing an emergency order either, because after Hurricane Harvey, Donald Trump flew straight to Texas to meet with FEMA and show leadership with the situation. And Biden, not only did he not make any attempt to go to Texas or anywhere else in the South that was hit, he didn't even give a public address on the situation, nor has he made a public appearance with FEMA officials back in Washington. In fact, we found out when he signed the declaration, emergency declaration, he didn't sign it for all the counties in Texas. He only signed it for a few of the larger counties where the big blue cities were with their mayors. What a mess.
Well, absolutely. Absolutely, Captain. And, of course, unfortunately, as a parallel to this, you have some of these Hollywood folks, entertainers, and they're putting out the most horrible tweets about the people of Texas.
Yeah, well, we need to put out some horrible tweets about the Hollywood jet setters. All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And I'm gonna get into it here about Joe Biden. You may not like what I'm going to say, but there's something just not right about Joe Biden. I'll explain.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
To the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy, even though we only got part of that because the thing didn't want to play to begin with. But the sports of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. And remember, Relief Factor is part of my integrated health plan. I take it a couple of times a day because of the problems that I have with my left leg and ankle and foot, because it swells up and I get a lot of pain that goes from the ankle to the knee to the hip. And when that happens, it's like, oh boy, here we go again. But with the Relief Factor, it stops it. Period. Stops it. And that's because of the turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 that's in it that helps support the body's natural response to inflammation. And it also goes straight to the source of the pain to lower or even eliminate it. And that's the good thing about it. Now, the other good thing is it's 100% drug-free. It also supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort that you're in. And that's what it's all about. And it supports the healing process by supporting healthy joints and muscles, too. Now, all you got to do is go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And try the 1995 3-week quick start. Now, the 1995 3-week quick start is just exactly that. It's a way to try it and see what it does for you. I would suggest you take it a couple times a day to begin with, and then if it works for you, maybe you can cut it down to one and see what happens. But you'll be on the plan, and it'll just come to you every month, and that's it. End of story. Relieffactor.com/captain. Give it a try. See if it'll work for you like it has for tens of thousands of other people. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, some people are going to say, what's he talking about? But here we go. There's something that's just not right about Joe Biden. And we know that Joe Biden didn't sign the disaster declaration that covered all the counties that Texas Governor Greg Abbott requested. Now, I'd ask why, but we all know Biden has never made to answer any press questions, correct?
That's right.
So I might as well be pondering the greater mysteries of the universe with somebody from Star Wars. Now, in response to Biden's complete lack of public response, a real public response, the media, get this, has been praising him for his low-key approach to the situation in Texas. And I'm not making that up, honest to God, Kyle. That's what they said.
Well, again, because their job, they have to help Biden as much as possible, look as best as he can in this situation, because any other president, even Republican or Democrat, might have caught some flack about this whole thing, about the response, mm-hmm. the level of intensity, that mm-hmm. kind of thing. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Try to imagine a world in which Donald Trump, George W. Bush, or any other Republican president sat quietly by for over a week in regards to a major natural disaster that had seen dozens die, tens of millions lose power and access to necessities like water, only lifting a finger to sign a lacking emergency order that didn't cover all the counties in the state. Now, would the media be praising them for their low-key approach?
No way.
Right, because that wouldn't be the case, because that's insane. And Biden is not just the president of Delaware or the Northeast. For him to show zero leadership in this instance is a damning indictment of his presidents. And for that question, I will say, or for that statement, I will say again, there's something just not right about Joe Biden.
There is something not right about Joe Biden, from all of the different issues that we see sort of manifesting.
Yeah, so. And now I'm going to get into what I'm seeing with my own eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is for me, the EMT and the paramedic for 25 years. This is for me. There's probably a simple explanation for this and why Biden may not be physically capable of traveling and making public appearances necessary to be the president during this time. Reason being is because we've already seen Kamala Harris taking over duties that a VP normally wouldn't touch at this point in a new administration. Now, Biden is continually being held under wraps, allowed only in public, under the most scripted of settings. I believe it has to do with his dementia and his frail condition. Now, I don't think it's many of us suspect that's not an accident. It may be purposeful strategy, what they're doing, to hide that very condition. And to me, it's getting more obvious the more we see it.
Well, exactly right. You mentioned, Captain, he's only appearing under the most, scripted conditions. And that's right. He can come out. He can read something. But unfortunately, and I hate to say this, I take no joy, and neither do you, in saying these kinds of things, because he's just not expressive. His eyes aren't really expressive. He doesn't seem to be just talking about
things. If you've ever seen anyone that's taking drugs, you look right into their eyes, and you've got that deer in the headlight type look that's in there.
Yeah.
Biden has that deer in the headlight type head look every time you get a good look at his eyes looking at the teleprompter.
Well, right. And what my greatest fear, Captain, of course, is that President Biden seems to be kind of out of it and not capable, unfortunately, that creates a real vacuum at the level of the presidency, and nature abhors a vacuum, and I think you'll see other people trying to maybe pull the strings here.
Now, I would like to say I'm wrong, and I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm going to be talking with my good friend in hour number four, Frank Silvato, also a paramedic of some 25 to 30 years in the Chicago Fire Department. He's going to tell you what he's noticing, because we've been talking about this. Now, in the meantime, who is the real president of America right now?
Well, I think somebody might be given some influence. We know the Obamas had a great big influence over Biden.
Okay, I'm glad you said that, because the leader of this attack by the communists that have taken over our country is not who we think it might appear to be, Nancy Pelosi, Kamala Harris, and the like. Republicans, conservatives, patriots, and capitalists ought to be paying close attention to what's going on with Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett.
Well, right. I mean, and they were the ones that gave us this whole ridiculous Iran policy, Iran deal, whatever it is. And now, of course, front and center, what's happening almost first thing out of the gate, Captain, is
same thing.
Get back to Iran. There we go.
Same thing. Yeah. And let's just take a look at something here. We know that they didn't win fair and square. We all know that. okay? But there's nothing we can do about it right now except to beat them at their own game in 2022 when we take control of the House and hopefully the Senate, or one or both, or whatever, whatever the situation may be. And we should be making plans for doing that right now. And we are. We really are. Because the Democrats have already been out there doing it. They never stopped. The day after the election, the day after the inauguration, they were right back out there in the street doing exactly what they were doing before. But we just can't believe, Kyle. We just can't believe that Americans voted against the greatest economy perhaps in history that we've ever seen, and the greatest jobs picture ever, and the greatest improvement in middle-class income that came ever after the COVID lockdown and the economic response and collapse. We just can't believe that.
Yeah, it really strains credulity. It really does.
Yeah, and Eric is chiming in. He's also a medical guy from the military. He's saying it's obvious that Joe must be taking something. Let me go to the phone line real quick because we don't have a lot of time till the break. Okay, Mike in Clearwater, what's up?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, Kyle. You know, Kyle, what's going on in California, in your state, with this recall for Gavin Newsom, you know, they're trying to head it off at the pass by saying, oh, well, you know, we're going to change the law to where everybody gets a mail-in ballot, whether they ask for it or not. So, you know, we know they're trying to stop him from the obvious, you know, people don't want him. And I think he's on his way out. Now we focus on the other side. And we look at moron Cuomo, who is also in a fair bit of trouble himself.
All right, make it quick. You're going to get cut off in 30 seconds.
Do you think, Kyle, both of these people are on their way out? Because I sure hope so. I'd like to hear your thoughts. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Mike. All right, Kyle, you can answer it, but you might need the extra time coming in from the segment, but go ahead and try it.
Well, thanks, Mike. Yeah, I think that Newsom is in a fair amount of jeopardy here in California. Cuomo may be unrecoverable, at least politically. Cuomo may finish out his term, but he may not be able to run for anything ever again.
Yeah. Eric is chiming in with a whole bunch of medical terms here in the messenger, and that's nice, Eric. I know exactly what you're talking about, but his enunciation of words and slurring things and all that sort of stuff is all part of what we're seeing. It's all part of a condition that we've seen before. Anybody that's ever ridden an ambulance and never had a senior citizen that's had a stroke or any sort of stroke or any symptoms of a stroke, you're seeing it right in front of your own eyes.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And caller, hang on. Well, caller will call back. We'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And again, folks, I hate to even sound like this, but I'm telling you, based on my own personal experience, that's my opinion. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After a week of suffering through the after effects of the back-to-back snowstorms, Texans are now finally getting some relief, according to Governor Greg Abbott.
A total of 162 truck deliveries that have delivered more than 2 million bottles of water, and they, through helicopters and airplanes, they've delivered more than 1.4 million bottles of water.
He also spoke about the power outages
and the skyrocketing electric bills.
The Texas Public Utilities Commission called an emergency meeting today to issue a moratorium on customer disconnections for non-payment.
He also said,
I suspect that all power will be fully restored across the state of Texas to every house either later tonight or tomorrow.
Houston reports that 10 people froze to death in their city this past week. This is USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. He just got a bowl of Wheaties and felt a whole lot better that time. But anyway, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and the website is geico.com. Now, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, but they do more than just insure automobiles. They insure over 21 million drivers and homeowners and renters, too. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website, geico.com, G-E-I-C-O.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own, whether it's the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, maybe you got an RV, maybe you got an ATV, maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got a boat. Guess what? They can insure all of that. And they can even help insure your house with the homeowner's policy coverage that they have and your renter or condo's insurance policy that they have through your Geico insurance plan. Now, what you do to save money is you bundle it together. You bundle together your homeowner's policy and your automobile policy, or the same with your renters, and it saves you money. So go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, and remember to tell them the captain sent you. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Eric is throwing up a whole bunch of medical stuff up there. Eric, I totally agree with you. We've had this discussion before. You're going to hear it again in the 4 o'clock, in the fourth hour, rather, because Frank and I are going to be talking about this, because there's obviously something wrong with Joe Biden. And why the media doesn't want to touch this, and we're all sitting here and we're all telling you the observations that we're making, those of us that have either worked on ambulances, worked in emergency rooms. I'm not a doctor, but I certainly was a paramedic for a number of years, an EMT before that, and the symptoms and the signs that I'm seeing are very concerning. And Kyle, I'll go out on a limb. Kyle, Joe Biden will not last 4 years in the presidency. He will be replaced for medical reasons. Want to bet?
Well,
and it'll happen hopefully, well, not sooner. It'll probably happen maybe at the midterms. If they lose the midterms, that'll be the reason that Joe Biden doesn't stick around for the full 4 years.
Well, and Joe Biden himself even joked about that at one point, as I recall, during the campaign. But even during the campaign, we were observing this and watching, and mm-hmm. and it's a sad yep. thing. But he's yep. has had a lot of problems.
Now, wrapping up the thing on Biden here, Biden is obviously missing the boat here, the opportunity to work with the GOP, especially with the stimulus, with the cancel culture that is going up against Trump. That policy just will not work, and it's not going to. It's getting old real fast. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of organizations that are operating full tilt right now to do what needs to be done. And let me go to the line real quick here. I don't know. I guess he got hung up on. Okay. Let's go to, is this Ian? Hello, Ian.
Yeah. Hey.
Go ahead.
I just got a rhetorical question for you two. I mean, like, why are you sitting around acting surprised that Joe Biden's not all there? I mean, we were talking about this.
Whoa. Wait a minute. I'm not surprised at all. I've talked about this before many times.
Yeah, I know. That's just a figure of speech. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, look, we were talking about this back in March
yep.
of last year when they cleared the decks
yep.
and made all the other Democrats stand down because the oligarchs, the elite, decided to have Biden as their sock puppet. Yep. I mean, this isn't nothing new. And by the way, I'm going to toot my own horn because I remember calling you up in January of 2020 and telling you that they couldn't get rid of Trump. And the only thing they got to do to get rid of him is collapse the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, COVID came along and they collapsed the economy.
Correct.
So I'm going to pat myself right on the back. And I'm also going to tell you, these oligarchs, these plutocrats that own us, they didn't care if they lost money last year
mm-hmm.
because they're playing a long game.
Yep.
And they said, hey, we'll lose a couple billion here and there if we got to take it on the chin to get rid of Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exactly what they did.
Yep.
So, yeah, I know people don't like to hear this, but
yep.
I told you so.
Yeah,
thanks.
I know.
Bye.
All right. Yeah. And that's true. What he's saying is true. But here's the thing. Eric and Seminole just chimed into the chat room. He says he agrees 110%, and he says, you are correct, meaning me. Many of us also agree that his wife Jill is complicit in the charade elder abuse.
Yeah, we talked about elder abuse
sure did.
During the campaign.
Yep, yep, over a year ago.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It was obvious. It was obvious by what's going on. And the slurring of the words and the tippy-toeing along and not being able to stand up straight and erect and carry yourself in a manly manner. I mean, it's all obvious.
Well, and again,
because I remember him when he was vice president. He was a little bit more virile than he is right now.
Well, that's right. The Joe Biden of today is nothing like the Joe Biden of 4 years ago.
Now, I got to talk about something, and thank God the aircraft didn't fall apart, and thank God they had a couple of experienced pilots that could get the plane back. But the call, Mayday, Mayday, came over the weekend as a major disaster was averted in the skies over Denver as a United Air jetliner with 240-plus people aboard lost its right engine. It exploded. Parts came down to the ground. Thank God nobody on the ground got hurt. Nothing really damaged a house or whatnot. Some of that stuff could have come through a roof, but didn't. The plane was forced to turn around, make an emergency landing, and now as a result of that, the FAA has told United to check every one of their 777 jets, and United has grounded their 777 jets as of right now to do just that.
That's exactly right, Captain. The Pratt & Whitney 4000 engine is the one we're talking about here. And you're right. And some of those videos from the passengers, that cell phone videos
that's right.
of the engine on fire are really quite really something to see. And
what was left of the engine that was on fire.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
Yeah.
And certainly a scary, scary time. Fortunately, as you mentioned about experienced pilots, also plane can fly on one engine, and so this is why they train. This is why they drill. This is why they have so many.
Would have been a little tough flying with one wing, though, because that was the next thing I was thinking about was how that wing managed to stay on there. But I'll bet when they landed, they're going to find out they've missed a bunch of nuts, bolts, and rivets out of that wing.
if very, very possible. Mm-hmm. And, well, yeah, the wings themselves, usually they can take a lot of stress. I mean, they overstress those things to their breaking point to figure out, you know, how to overbuild them, basically. But it's a scary thing, and certainly people are going to be asking a lot of questions about this, and rightly so. They should be reviewing all these different engines. Absolutely.
Yeah, and again, thank God that this turned out the way it did, because it could have been a disaster, and a lot of people could have been killed because that aircraft was just starting to climb to altitude when all this happened. And the videos from the ground looking up when the plane was at altitude, watching the engine on fire, and then there were different people with cell phones on the ground watching the debris come down. They actually had pictures of people with cell phones with the debris coming down and landing in the neighborhood.
Exactly, and this is something that is the nightmare scenario, yeah. Of course, because it can be so random at this point. Yes.
Now, New York Governor Cuomo's problems just got worse in the nursing home scandal as the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki ducks the question about Biden's previous stance on Cuomo and how she was standing up for Cuomo being a great guy, and, you know, the Hollywood leftists come in there, you know, what do you want to know? He's great, and he's this, and he's that. But all of a sudden, he's not so great, and people are starting to abandon him.
Well, right, and if I may, I'll circle back to Mike's call.
Wait a minute. Do I hear a circle back?
I'm circling back. Yep.
Okay, all right. Well, go ahead, because I can't get to it quick enough.
No, yeah, but we'll circle back to Mike's call about Governor Cuomo. Well, of course, Governor Cuomo was described by the president as the gold standard, basically, sort of, quote, sort of the gold standard of handling the COVID-19 with his televised briefings and so forth. And now Jen Psaki, White House press secretary, has been sort of avoiding those questions. And quite frankly, there is a pretty simple answer to this, and that is, These are astounding revelations. These are very unsettling revelations. The president is reviewing these. That's all she's got to say, and not say, well, you know, he's still the gold standard, he's not the gold standard, whatever it is. But just deal with it as with new information that's coming in. But because it's a political game and a TV show to them in many respects, they have to keep trying to make it look as good as they can when it's not looking good for Cuomo.
So little Dr. Fauci climbed all over television yesterday, was on a whole bunch of different programs on the different networks, and he acknowledged the fact that the vaccines are less effective against one coronavirus variant. Really?
Right, and I think this is the South African variant,
yeah,
that he's talking about, and that's right. And this is where the concern's going to come in, because early on, well, it should be pretty good, but as they get more data, maybe not so good. We'll find out.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with a Truckers Iowa Wind Bible Report, and the weather's not that bad out there unless you're going into the Northeast, and we do have a lot of snow in Pennsylvania and upstate New York tonight. We'll tell you all about that as we got one of those little systems again blowing a bunch of the white stuff around. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always concerned.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Well, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that very much for us. She's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, Georgia. The big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget that this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. And they are still out there serving people all across the country, regardless of the weather, regardless of the conditions. Many of their truck stops, as we explained to you, have generators. So if the power goes out, doesn't mean anything. They just crank up the generator and away they go. And you folks in Texas that took advantage of what we were telling you, I'm glad we were able to do that. And Flying J was very happy to take care of you. Just remember them. Next time you're on the highway, pull in there, get some fuel, get something to eat, whatever. But we're going to get started right now. We're going to hold on.
Too late when you realize what you had.
Friday, that 38 special, Hold On Lucy. That goes out to LJ. Little special tune there for LJ tonight, cheering people up. And over to Kyle Warren. Well, what would you give that one, Kyle?
Oh, I'd give that a 10 out of 10. I love 38 special. And 38 special, Captain, of course, in a rarity sometimes in music, but they have two drummers, and they were a two-drummer band.
Yeah, there were. Two drummers in that video.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And so in addition to their sound, they kind of had that going for them, and they had a lot of great hits. Yeah.
All righty, here I go. Rain and snow is expected in the Pacific Northwest and the eastern U.S. of A. A fast-moving system will spread rain from the southeast through the middle Atlantic and bring a wintry mix to portions of the central plains into the northeast and the central Appalachians through Monday night. Now, heavy rain and high elevation snow is expected in the Pacific Northwest in the early part of the week, and the temperatures will be moderating in the central third of the U.S., which means it's getting warmer. Warmer in Texas, so Joe Biden can show up.
That's exactly right, Captain. And we're going to start out tonight in the west in Wyoming along I-80, where it meets I-25 there in Cheyenne. We've got a high wind warning. That's going to continue along I-80 as you head towards Elk Mountain. And you're also going to have those high winds in through the Table Rock area as you continue down across I-80. Also, high wind warning is going to be in the Cody area of Wyoming. And if you're approaching Cody from the west along Route 120, you're going to see those high winds. And if you're approaching from the south along Route 14, if you're heading west, Route 120, if you're approaching from the south, you're going to have those high winds in that Cody, Wyoming area. High wind warning also in Billings, Montana. This is going to extend all the way through most of the state, including Helena and Great Falls. And as we go across I-90 towards Idaho, we've also got wind advisories there as well. Now, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, Captain, has got a lot of wind, but it's also going to have wet pavement at the 4th of July pass, and that's going to be a mix also of rain and snow. So you still got very wintry weather in that area, so be very careful. Those wind advisories continue throughout the state of Washington as well. And as you mentioned, in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, they've got rain. They're going to have rain showers on Monday, I think at least through Tuesday. Same story basically for Portland, Oregon. Monday and Tuesday, a lot of rain in that area. And rounding out the winds tonight, Captain, there's a wind advisory in Southern California along I-5. This is going to be in the Santa Clarita and the Lancaster area, also up through Ventura, Oxnard to Santa Barbara. By all accounts, the wind should be hopefully heading out by late Monday afternoon from Southern California.
Well, now, if you're going up I-29 from, say, Sioux City, Iowa, up towards Fargo, North Dakota, you're going to be in dense fog almost all the way up. Now, speaking of winds halfway across North Dakota, you got winds out of the west, pretty strong winds there tonight. Same thing for South Dakota, Rapid City East, about halfway across the state. In the southwestern corner of Minnesota along I-90, you've got some fog, dense fog in that area for about 40 or 50 miles inland. The northwest corner of Iowa, right now you've got dense fog there. It looks like as if that fog might be spreading. We'll have to keep you informed as we move along. Got some wind up there in Wisconsin. Again, westerly winds. Now, the winds coming off Lake Michigan are creating a problem. Grand Rapids North on the west side of Michigan tonight. You've got snow for a good 75 miles north-south, using Grand Rapids as the southern end of it. And then the snow goes inland for about 75 miles right there in the middle part of the state. Now, I'm going to stay up north. I'm going to go over to New York State with the winds coming the way they are. You've got lake effect snow tonight from Fulton, New York to the St. Lawrence Seaway and inward over into the Tug Hill Plateau and over towards Old Forge and into the Adirondack Mountains. You're going to get anywhere from 4 to 7 to 9, maybe 10 or 12 inches of snow, depending on where it decides to land. Lake effect snow has its own mind. Now, you also have got snow in Pennsylvania, I-80, all the way across from
Let's see here, about 30 miles in Pennsylvania on I-80 all the way over to Scranton and Wilkes-Barre. You'll have snow all the way with you tonight. Upwards to 7 inches will be dropping there. Snow north-south on I-81 from the Maryland-West Virginia line on up to southern New York right there to the state line. It hasn't gone into southern New York yet, but it might. And then, of course, as I said, snow across the Pennsylvania Turnpike from just west of Philadelphia when you come out and you climb up into the higher elevation, Harrisburg, all the way over past the tunnel, all the way over into, almost all the way to Pittsburgh. Not quite, but almost. And then you've got some scattered snow down below in West Virginia, right there about the halfway up the state of Virginia right there. That would be I-64, where you're probably going to run into some snow going into West Virginia. Wind in the mountains in North Carolina, as well as the rest of Virginia in the mountains. And we've got some gale winds along Rhode Island and Massachusetts tonight, and then down from Jersey, the coast of Pennsylvania, right there in Philadelphia, right there along the river and that area. And then on down all the way to North Carolina. Got some gale winds there tonight, too. So that's what the weather is looking like right now. And again, the Truckers Highway and Bible Reports brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stops. Pull on in there. Get yourself a free cup of coffee. Make sure you go in there and say you heard me talking about it on the Captain's America Third Watch, and I said you'd get a free cup of coffee. And, yes, you will. But here's the thing, Kyle. They need to join the driver's club if they're a driver, because they get points for the fuel they buy, the food they buy, and the supplies they buy in the store.
Well, that's exactly right. And why wouldn't you? Because you're going to be buying a lot of these things anyway. You might as well get some great points for it so you can get some rewards there.
You can use it as a discount.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Stuff you're going to need in the course of your travels. And, of course, Captain, all the great food that's available there is just to die for. It's great.
Right. And Kyle and I will be right back, aisle number two. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how AOC saved the day in Texas. Yep. The new Green Deal came to the rescue. Or did it? Well, Green came to the rescue, but the Green might have been $4.7 million worth of money. We'll tell you all about that, too. Don't go nowhere. I'm coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.